from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drive is live. It is live. Let's get out of here. No, you get out of here. This guy right here, man. Clint's in the building. Tyler Milner is in the building with a Maguire Sosa 98 shirt. That's
you like that?
That's what I wouldn't have believed was rolling through here. But no, man, a good time we had. We'll tell you about our trip and what we saw, you know, most of it. And what we saw and the good times that we had. It was a good time and a special time to be there. And so many of you who are listening, so many, because we talked to so many this weekend who saw us just walking in the streets of Canton or Cleveland, yelling stuff at us, and everybody showed up. I do want to give some news real quick with the football team right now. We'll get into this weekend, but this is coming from D'Amico Ryans. And I think this is newsworthy, Clinton Tyler, right off the bat, right off the drive. Here is D'Amico talking about what we could look forward to coming up this weekend on Friday as they play the Steelers.
When it comes to the snaps and preseason thing, everybody's trying to figure out. Some teams don't play starters, some play. I truly believe in that a guy needs to get reps in a preseason game, right? We don't go to the ground, as you see, the way we practice. We try to keep guys up and be as safe as possible in practice. I think everybody needs that opportunity to go to the ground a couple times in the game, to just get up, dust yourself off, and know you're good, right? And I'm okay. Like, I can go to the ground and get up. So you just have to go through and play live reps of football before live action comes in September. So you'll see our ones go out and get reps this week versus Pittsburgh.
All right, Clint, there it is. The ones are going to play against Pittsburgh. The ones, and some hell, many of the twos didn't play against the Bears this past Thursday. But the ones will play. So we should see CJ, and we should see Stephon Diggs for the first time in game action. And Danielle Hunter and those guys, which I think it's the right move. Makes sense to go out and play your guys. And if you believe in your guys get reps, then they should be out here. I could understand the first game when you get an extra preseason game, but this is a good sign to hear. And we're going to get a chance to see this first team offense and first team defense for the first time against other people.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is where I think the most work can get done is this Friday and next Saturday. Those are the two games where I think guys really need to get you know, some quality work. I don't know what that is. Is it, as we've talked about before, I mean, if you get in there and you get really two really good drives that are 6 to 10 plays, then maybe it's only two drives. If you go three and out two times, then maybe it's four drives, right? Yeah. So we'll see what that number looks like. But yeah, I think there's so much new with this team right now. There's a ton of excitement around the team any way you slice it, just based off of what they were able to do last year. But the excitement has gone to a whole other level when you add Diggs, when you add Daniil Hunter, when you add Al-Shaair, when you add all of these guys, and even some of the rookies, Kamari Lassiter and the Joe Mixon. So there's so much new that, again, this preseason, getting to see these two units, offensive and defense, full go all together, will be at the very least, that first quarter will be appointment television.
Absolutely. Right?
I mean, there's so much new. I mean, look, I know it's a preseason game, but for the fans, even your casual fans out there, they are fully aware that you made some win now championship caliber moves this offseason, and this is your very first time to see all of those guys on the field together, whether it's one drive or four drives. So yeah, that's big news, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this. That will be a fun situation. So first time we get a chance to see all these cats, see all of them on the field at the same time. As if you just rolled in, D'Amico said, starters will get reps. Will get reps Friday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, we were in Cleveland / Canton. This weekend, and I think to me the first place I want to go, Andre Johnson really summed it up in his speech on Saturday, and I'm telling you that was quite the experience, Clint. We got every bit of weather, with the exception of maybe snow, that we could have ever wanted to see. We got hot as hell. We got cool, feeling like the fall or spring. Then you got just rain down periods. It was crazy, and that kid went over there and dropped those tongs, and then went right back in there and started grabbing them hot dogs and left them tongs in there, them hot dogs after it hit that rainy ground. You nasty son of a gun! I'll be honest with you, that was nasty as hell, just nasty as hell. But back to what Andre said about the fans, because that's the first place I want to go. This is what he said to all of you in his speech on Saturday.
To the Houston Texans fans, Jim Porter asked me, if the Houston Texans were to get the game, how do you think the Houston fans would show up? I told him, you better get ready, because we're going to show up and show up. I'm so appreciative of you guys. You guys have shown me so much love from the day I came to Houston, even to now, just being around the city. I was walking in the store the other day. A lady I don't even know. She didn't say, hey, Andre. She didn't say anything. All she said was, I see you in Canton. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys meant so much to my career. You guys motivated me. And I couldn't do a lot of the things I did if I didn't have you guys cheering me on. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you what. I just speak as honest as I possibly can. Anybody associated with the Texans from the fan base, y'all ought to be proud of yourselves. Y'all showed, as Lovey would say, by the way, Lovey was getting all kinds of love Saturday at the Hall of Fame as well.
It's really about the 69.
I don't remember him saying that. But you all showed up and showed out all weekend long. Since we arrived Thursday, you all showed up and showed out, and the Bears were there. But when Andre went up, and when they said Andre's going last for a reason, and the Houston Texan fan base came out, they were loud, proud. Andre almost couldn't even start his speech because there was so much love shown his way. The whole team was there, sitting there. So many former players were there to support. And it was, like I said, it wasn't just Saturday. That to me was one of the big things that I won't forget of that trip, is how much Houston fans came out and showed out and couldn't wait for this moment with Andre.
Yeah, look, there was a cool environment any way you slice it. And there were more, obviously, there were some Bears fans there. There was a little bit of everything thrown in the mix there. But without a doubt, the most impressive showing It was the traveling Texans.
Oh my God!
The Texans,
Tyler.
Fans.
I mean, wish we could have showed a video of how many people were outside.
Yeah,
at that place.
From the moment we got there, it was ridiculous, and all the love they showed us. I mean, was great being there as well. And so, there ain't no doubt, Ron. You nailed on the head. They're proud is an understatement, because that's that was special, boy. Just goes to show you play a winning brand of football in this state and in this city. The support is going to come in full force, and it was definitely.
I'm not gonna lie, it surprised me.
Did it?
It surprised me a bit all weekend long. I mean, almost anywhere we walked.
Yeah.
Like, not even just Canton. Like, anywhere we walked, people were there. It's, I mean, hell, we got on the plane,
yep,
clearly, and we got off, and we got people. They were rolling. I mean, so many 80s jerseys. Yes, there was a one point when I walked outside at jerseys, and it looked like it was 100-plus filled to the brim outside on that big old patio,
yeah,
of just nothing but Texans fans. And not to mention there were another 20 to 30 inside. That, and then they were clearly, to me, the loudest bunch out there. Yeah, it surprised me a bit how much they showed up.
Yeah, and look, if you weren't able to make this trip, whether the Texans are in it again sooner rather than later, I would imagine there's a chance when JJ goes in.
Tyler, you got to go with JJ.
That there is there's going to be some traveling Texans in that building. But that, I'm going to tell you, I'm not even a historian. Like, I like to see the big picture stuff. I don't necessarily.
Oh, I nerd it out.
I don't necessarily. Yeah, I don't necessarily nerd out on all this stuff. I like to see the big picture stuff. I like to see the wow factor, and then I'm good. But the overall, and they're building some kind of theme park, water park, this place. I mean, it's the stadium. Some high school uses it during a regular season. It is absolutely phenomenal. Everything is super clean. The museum's money. The couple of little Don Shula's, and what was the other bar we
I can't remember the name of that one.
We played Bago and a little beer pong on.
By the way, we was going to beat the brakes off them.
I was ready. You and when I saw you throw one, the first or second bag you threw went through the hole.
I had three on the board. One in the hole.
I asked Buddy next to me that I said, did my partner just throw one in the hole? He said, yeah, it went in the hole. I said, oh hell. And then they had to bounce.
I think we scared them. I ain't gonna lie. He was out there flipping them, Tyler. He had spin on.
A couple of Eagles fans.
Yeah,
young fella was still being developed, but his pops was awfully confident.
I'm just saying, we walked up. They had thrown between the two of them like four in the hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And we came in there.
Yeah, that was nice, man. When I saw you, I mean, because you act like you didn't know. When I saw you had a little experience on that bag of board, I thought, oh hell.
I was about to resort to talking trash.
Don't,
big time
now,
to,
why
the,
would
to the older fella. I thought I had the young.
Fella.
Oh, I'm just trying to get in his head. Got to use extra things.
You could tell that old fella wasn't going to take well to that.
I was just going to say, man, damn, that's the best you got?
Super confident Eagles fan, just kind of there with the son. You're going to put him on the spot?
Listen, if we start trailing at all, I was going to do what I had to do.
getting his head, throwing that thing over the board.
the whole
experience, man, was really, really cool. If you go to, don't go park at the fairgrounds and bus over, all that kind of crap. You can literally park right next to the facility in one of those yards for 20 or 30 bucks. Take a little bit of cash. It is well worth it, because, I mean, like I said, we parked both days that we were down there. We parked within a 3-5 minute walk max.
Hey, that was a $20 and $30 well spent.
Oh, ain't no doubt. I mean, it was really well for you, because you didn't come off nothing. But actually, did you pay for one? No, you didn't.
I paid for the parking.
You did the second day.
I paid for the parking, and we went out that night. Dropped it.
That's right. So you know who got away scot-free, no parking? Parker.
Well, he picked up a few things.
Huh.
He picked up a few things.
He picked up the raincoats, rain jackets.
He did. He picked up the ponchos. He did. He did.
So, yeah. Anyway, if you get a chance, it's easy.
It's a good time, man.
It's easy. It's a cool experience, and it's just one of the memories where you see the building that we've all seen, obviously, the bust room that
obviously. I about had to drag me out of there.
Yeah, to see that stuff in person is really cool.
It was, man. So, it was good timing. And like I said, man, I got to give credit where it was, man. Y'all showed out. Y'all need to show out like that every single game day as well coming up this year. On time.
I think that crew shows out.
Well, they need to drag the rest of them. It needs to sound. It need to sound like Yeah. It need to sound like that. On time. Like not 12. Y'all be falling up in that bad boy at 11:45. Everybody should be earlier than that. Them player announcements come out. Bang, y'all need to be out. Y'all need y'all asses to be out there. See, y'all can't do it. No, y'all can do it now. No, you can't. Y'all asses out there. It's game time, damn it. Y'all showed out, boy. I'm telling you. I couldn't believe. I said it's been 200 plus people walking this place since we've been here from 2 to 6.
Oh yeah.
Every bit. I mean, Texan fans.
Hey, absolutely.
All of it. It was.
I mean,
crazy.
Hell, they had drawings outside for giveaways and.
I mean, they were
and nice giveaways too. So yeah, they're doing it right. And hey, look, if you're out there and. I mean, it's okay to jump on the bandwagon. It's okay to be a fan now. And the traveling Texans, I'm sure they all seem like nice people. I'm sure they'll take you. It's a hell of a way to ride.
Hey, you know, y'all have watched the Texans longer than I have, and Tyler, I know you've watched it
since they
started here. And many of you, you know, 713-572-4610. Those of you at me, like, I just like I obviously this goes right to JJ. But I don't know. I get the sense like Andre is easily the most beloved player in the franchise. Like that's like, I mean, I'm talking about when you think about the entirety from the organization to the former players, mm-hmm. teammates, fans, like we could do a JJ Watt conversation. There's some negativity that comes with JJ. There's some people that are cool on JJ. Both of them went to other teams. Hell, I mean, let's be honest. Andre went and played for the Colts and the Titans. But, like, there's some, like, you can get some stuff about. I don't feel like anybody has anything bad to say about Andre. Mm-mm. And I felt like everybody, we talked to many teammates that were like, no, I wasn't going until Andre got in.
Yeah.
Like, I've been invited. Wade has said that. Trapp has said that. Well, I'm not going until. It feels like JJ, I think, is the best player. In yes. team history. I think JJ is going to go in first ballot no matter who's there. But I'm just talking about beloved by everybody from the fan base. Like it felt like a real personal thing for so many people within the Texans family with Andre.
He was Houston's first love. He was the first superstar to wear this uniform in Houston that was worth rooting for, and I think there's some to that. You know, there's some to your first love.
It'll be interesting to see the response. Cause I think the big difference. Like I think there'll be more fans for JJ.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I question whether how many teammates would get down for. They'll all get down for. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying JJ's a bad dude, but I think there's a special connection.
They were 50 deep, 60 deep with all shirts on.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that. I don't know that there'll be a. I don't know that JJ's on the same planet with Andre Johnson when it comes to admiration from the team that he played with. I think so. I don't know. I'm literally saying I don't know. I think the fans will be over the top. I mean, the moments
the
that
Harvey
JJ,
stuff,
yeah. I mean, the fans will be. I think hell, it'll be tenfold. The fans. I would imagine.
I guess the way I could like it felt like all right with JJ, it's going to be excitement and it felt like pride and like emotion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like from everybody.
Well, that's a connection with that. How genuine and sincere I think Andre is. Just kind of that's a. The kind of person, the statement to the kind of person that Andre is, and the people that know him best, obviously appreciate the genuine, sincere friendship that they have with him. I don't know. My point is I wonder if JJ had those kind of real deep relationships with his dudes. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Someone text in. He was our first love, just like Tyler said. He was the first player that gave you any kind of hope. With the Texans. Yeah, that was like it was just so proud of him to be there. So that was one that jumped out to me. Like, man, like this feels different than everybody else. They love this dude. All right, coming up, we got to check in on the Kikuchi crowd.
Yeah.
He had him a performance, didn't he? Yeah. He had him a performance. Dana was out there. That's what I needed. That's what I needed from him. We'll talk about that and what the Astros did over this week and all that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Next, right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Those of you listening to us, however you are, Odyssey app, those of you listening on the radio, texting in on the text line, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch taking us in, we appreciate you. Our guy Champ Slice from YouTube and Twitch said he saw us out there this weekend. Said, I saw a show, it's Ron, outside the Hall of Fame on Thursday before the game. I shouted, and he turned and waved at me.
Is that good. My boy Ron?
There you go. Of course. I saw Clint walk right past me on Saturday by the Hall of Fame store and was like, what up, Clint? Man, Smooth ignored me. I can't believe he did that on purpose. He must didn't hear you.
I mean, you over there, Clint. You making that up? You're over there smearing my name, man.
I'm not smearing your name. That's what it is.
I ain't walked by nobody that I don't like.
I'm about to
if I walked by somebody and didn't acknowledge it because I didn't hear it,
that's
I assure you that. I ain't never walked. Right, I mean, look, there's some folks that I don't even care to ever see again, and I walk by them. If they say, what's up, I mean, I got to acknowledge. Yeah. I ain't got that in me. So, I mean, I apologize.
You were wearing a red shirt.
I had an Andre shirt on. I had the Texans. I had that clean-ass Texans shirt that Hannah and Cal gave me. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not denying that it happened. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just telling you that I didn't hear you, or I would have acknowledged absolutely 100%. So I apologize that I didn't hear the shout-out.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort, though.
You must have been walking around like that waitress we had. Who couldn't hear a damn thing you said?
Oh yeah, well no, I mean, I thought it was me until the other two waitresses were like, yeah, they heard it plain as day.
I wish you could have heard Clint.
It was unbelievable, man. I ain't never seen anything like it. She had me believing it was me until we left. I was like,
I was in there. I could hear. I was trying. I guess relaying everything, trying to relay it all. I said, what wine would you use? Would you pair with these oysters? What did she say?
I don't know. She started a completely different question. She started answering like I know when I walked out, there was several of them. There was two or three waitresses standing there, and she was one of them. I said, hey, appreciate your help. And I said, hey, where's the restroom at? And she goes, oh, we own three other restaurants. And I said, and I looked at the other girl. The other girl had this real weird look on her face. And she goes, what did she just say? I said, I don't know. I just want to know where the restroom is. And she goes, oh, I thought you said restaurant. I said, boy, so it wasn't me the whole time. I bet that happened five times.
Oh, it happened probably five or six times. She just missed something. You completely said.
I had never heard, like, we were in an oyster bar, and I was jonesing for, I wanted a nice, crisp, white, I wanted a wine.
Yes.
Right? I wanted something chilled. I wanted to sit on the patio. We found a great patio. Took a little bit of a gamble with the oyster bar in Cleveland, kind of in the flats. Didn't really know what you're getting into there. Could make for a rough night, but it ended up being absolutely beautiful. On the water,
yes,
a great table, and I just wanted a little wine. I'd never heard anybody say, well, when you're eating oysters, you know, this is the kind of wine. But I assume that she'd had that question before, right? Because she works there.
I think she had the answer. Just
she had it once we got there.
Once you got there,
once you once you once you interpreted
what kind of wine.
Once you interpreted the commentary, it worked out fine.
I think you said a Chardonnay, and she said something like, something that was crazy, man.
It was about four straight questions about the menu that I started out with
that menu at her. For a second.
Well, I mean, she's a cute little girl, nice she could be, and I was trying to be respectful, but I was finally like, damn, I mean, am I mumbling or what? The first question I
thought maybe it was the water behind you, since she was closest to the water.
I think Figgy was right. I think she was hitting that. I think she's hitting that doobie in that building.
Oh, I believe she was walking back there hitting something. She was moving way too slow motion.
The first question that really got her. My question when I go to restaurants is always, no matter where you're at,
what's your most popular
item? What's your most popular item? And whether it's the appetizer or entree, what's your
she
most
did
popular?
Did not think you said appetizer.
No, she had. I don't think she thought I said popular. I was like, oh, this is going to be a long evening. But we got it all. It was a great evening. It ended up being a great evening.
You know what happened that same night?
What's that?
As we was watching it, Kikuchi went off.
Who did?
Kikuchi went off. You say Kikuchi. Hey, then, yeah. hey, listen,
that new Kikuchi in H-Town was good, wasn't it, y'all? Tyler, I bet that new Kikuchi had you smiling, boy.
Oh, that new Kikuchi had me smiling, excited.
I wish I could have watched you, because when Kikuchi first started in the first inning and he gives up a two-run bomb, I bet people, oh, hell. I know. We had gotten back to the place, Clint, Texas.
Oh, hell, Pendergast was right. In last eight outings.
I got a text from my brother and my dad after the first inning. Oh, hell.
We had just pulled up. Clint said Kikuchi then gave up a two-run bomb already.
Hey, don't think Astro Granny hit me up. I mean, we walked, as soon as I walked back in the hotel room, I looked at my phone. I had two texts from Mom.
I hate to tell you.
She said, I hope Kikuchi sure has a night. And then she said, oh, hell, double. Damn it, a home run. That was the text messages from her.
Yeah, it was a double homer right off the bat. I mean it. But then he struck out a left. We saw it all. We saw his swing and miss ability. You saw in that first inning where he gets himself in trouble, where he misses things. But Dana Brown had a good night. Dana Brown needed and the Astros and Kikuchi. But Dana Brown, of all people, needed that to come through. And they were able to win. And he goes 5 2/3, gives you 11 strikeouts to earn. I mean, he didn't quite get to quality start like you wanted, but that was – there was domination at times, and where you see, like, you can see Clint, like, all right, that could work in the bullpen if that's what it needed to be, and he gets to be up, and or that can work in the rotation. So, yeah, listen, they got what they needed to get in his first.
Well,
his first point.
I mean, clearly it's one outing, small sample size. In my mind, I immediately went to the popular response. To the Kikuchi trade was they gave up too much. If he pitches like that, they didn't give up. It don't matter what the hell them other guys do. They did not give up too much. If he pitches like that, Dana Brown is right. If he pitches like that, you're going to have some decisions to make when you do cut this thing to four starters. I mean, when it's all said and done, if Kikuchi makes it difficult for them to decide what the four-man rotation is going to be. Ultimately, really, they may not need but a three, but depending on what happens early in the playoffs, you may need a four, even a five guy if you have that luck, if you have that luck or that luxury. But if he pitches like that, he's going to make it difficult on the decision makers with the Astros. But the beautiful thing right now about it is, especially when Spencer Arrigetti follows it up with what, 11 or 12?
10. Last I checked, he had 10, but did he go over that?
I think he had 11 or 12.
12 strikeouts.
11 strikeouts.
But
I mean, especially if he's going to pitch like that, man. I mean, you got, whoo, man. I mean, it'd be nice to get some guys back healthy. Look, I'm not talking, obviously, Verlander. We need him back healthy ASAP. But it'd be nice to get some guys back healthy. But, hey, man, that six-man rotation down the stretch here could be filthy.
No, and I think what you talked about, and we can get into this a little bit later on if we talk about him some more, but I think you talked about, like, hey, maybe the Astros will have this pixie dust. Maybe they'll have this deal. Well, it does seem like immediately, and this is what was talked about after the game, was him saying he had not used his changeup as much as he used it that night ever. Like, he has just not thrown that a light. Victor Caratini was the guy behind the plate for him that night and called and gave a lot of credit to him about the changeup. But after the game, Kikuchi said, I'd never used the changeup that much. And maybe that was something that their staff, their scouts watched and said, that could be the difference, the change, and maybe get some more consistency is him to throw people off of that fastball or whatever and him throw the changeup more, and he seemed to have success. So maybe that pixie dust. They said in their meeting with Kikuchi on Wednesday, the Astros encouraged him to throw his changeup more. He had already thrown it a ton more in that game,
yeah,
earlier in that game than he had most games. So that may have been the thing they saw when they scouted
him. Well, glad we got that good Kikuchi.
Yeah, because it started out a little see, almost dropped down.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Little funky first inning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Kikuchi.
Yeah, made you want to get out of there. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, coming up, I know we talked a bit about it Friday, but going into game two, a little bit of the things that we saw preseason-wise, and D'Amico seemed to see the same thing. And there's a player for this Texans team that a little bit of respect needs to be put on his name. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
People texting in, I think it was that Southern accent that people couldn't get, that she was having trouble hearing. I don't know. I'm telling you, as a person that was there, it was not the accent.
I never got.
By the way, I never got that feel
at all.
By the way, she was there in Cleveland.
Yeah, Hawk Tool was there.
She was at the casino.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, Hawk Tool was there. How did we not catch up and get a little content with Hawk Tool, man?
Hey, man. I was wondering the same thing.
I mean, the Tua, the quarterback, and Hawk Tua need to get together. There's something there.
Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
I mean, there's something there.
He's not cool enough to go with it.
I mean, Tua's got to spit on his hand or something before he throws the next ball.
Oh, you're on to something. It could be a celebration for him.
Tua's not cool enough to do it.
Hawk Tua.
It would go along.
Spit on that thing.
Tyreek would do it without him. Like, he scored. Hey, come in.
He'd have her spit on the ball, Hawk Tua on the ball. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, look, I mean, it was not
the accent.
If it was the accent, she was the only one in all of Cleveland that had a hard time understanding.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Like, when I said, like, she just completely missed the whole phrase. Like, not.
God, I wish I should have wrote them down. I should have wrote them down because there were some very, very interesting ones. The best part is when she'd start answering them, we'd all look at each other like, what is she talking about?
Yes.
The hell did she think I said?
Because you said, where's the bath? Where's the restroom at? Oh, yeah, we've got three restaurants.
Yeah, we own three of the restaurants in Cleveland. What the hell are you talking about? And that, she really misunderstood. I asked the size of the oysters. That was one of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm not a big fan of, like, I like raw oysters, but I don't like the ones where they're just filling the shell. You know what I mean? I like the little smaller, yeah, little sweeter.
She took that somewhere else, too.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah, good for her. Too bad. No, it wasn't an accent, man. It wasn't no accent. Not that time. Wasn't no accent. Hey, you got You got a guy who you think that that we need to start putting respect on his name.
Oh, you want a little respect?
I know my man took you down at Jersey's when he thought that maybe Isaiah Hutchinson, if we start hearing some rumblings of that, should be playing over Noah Brown. When people have said,
look,
that.
This camp has been, and we hadn't really talked much about it because it's a depth receiver that they paid that's going to be here. But this has been, there was one time in camp last year, and I remember saying it to the people, Noah Brown, early in camp last year, really stood out. I mean, there was a couple of days where he was the best receiver on the field. That did not age well with Nico Collins going out there and killing it and Tank Dell doing his thing. But we're talking about the number four receiver here. We're talking about a guy that's going to get quite a bit of run, I think, this year, because they're going to be in 11 personnel a lot. So you're going to see some wide receiver rotation. And this season, this camp, I'm just watching guys move, watching guys run routes, watching guys kind of quietly go through camp. Noah Brown is a big piece of what the Texans are going to do. Again, they're going to go 11 personnel, and clearly the top three receivers we know are Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Diggs. We get that. But in order to go 11 personnel, you're going to need depth. You're going to need guys that can fill in when somebody's injured, which we saw him go for $150. I think he went for $140 also. Two different games.
Yeah, back-to-back games against the Bucks and against the Bengals. He went off.
So the ability to have a veteran that can play any of the positions, that can go in there and can potentially give you $150, we need to put a little respect on that guy's name. Not that before this weekend anybody was disrespecting it, but I'll be damned if we wasn't sitting there in jerseys doing a live broadcast. And now look, Larry was in that sauce, and Larry may got a little carried away after the game, but he was the first one to scream out that Xavier Hutchinson is your number four receiver, and actually threw Noah Brown in with John Metchie when they need to get their ass up out of here. Now, I don't know if you remember saying that, but I vividly remember he wasn't the only one.
There were people who were saying
that was just kind of screamed from across the room. But then I heard you and old boy that was sitting there with his son, who by the way, I didn't catch his name, but appreciate you listening and hanging with us.
I know he drives a lot, the young fella.
All of a sudden, I look over and you and him's having a serious conversation about it. Look, here's the deal, man. There's a big three. I mean, there's three guys on this team. You got to figure out how you're going to keep them happy and how you're going to spread the ball around. I'm not putting Noah Brown in that.
But he's
Noah
clearly Brown, four.
Clearly right? number yeah. four. And there is nothing that any of these other guys can do in the preseason that's going to threaten Noah Brown. Noah Brown is as safe in the number four receiver spot as any fourth receiver is in all of football right now. And rightfully so. I love what
I'm gonna go with you on that. I don't know many other fours.
I don't know the four deep, right?
Okay, yeah.
You got to look at the team that the teams that have the top three big boys that we've discussed over the last handful of weeks, and it's got to be one of those teams, obviously. But there's just nothing that any of these other guys can do to get in that conversation at this point in time. Xavier Hutchinson had a hell of a game, and look, Xavier Hutchinson's got a resume that's got that, you know, four, I think it was 4 years in college, one of Brock Purdy's go-to guys, I think. He is polished. He is a guy that is a gamer. He is a guy that plays much, much higher, much better than his times in the 40 and what his tangible skill set, he does more with less. I'll put it to you that way. And I think he is firmly in the five spot right now. But we got to put a little respect on Noah Brown's name. Noah Brown is that dude sitting in four that we could very easily see give you 100 yards here or there, especially if somebody's injured.
Especially like right now at the present moment. Now, if you want to say, man, I think – the way that Xavier Hutchinson is playing,
yeah,
that maybe down the line he may take some of those reps, but man, they brought him back on a deal for a reason. Like, he was clearly the guy when they got past those top three guys last year for a reason. So at least right now, at the starting things, like that one game in the Hall of Fame game, I don't think that jumps him over Noah Brown. Hell, I mean, walking into the game, like, I would say, at least to me, and I think maybe to a lot of others, Isaiah Hutchinson, or why do I keep calling that man that? Xavier Hutchinson was closer to maybe being cut than thinking he'd be on the team. I think going into the game, like there were some thoughts where, man, he may be more closer to the cut line than guaranteed to be on the roster. So I think that's tough after one game of five catches for 56 yards, yeah. which was big for him that night, to think that he is cracked.
Well, look, all he's got to do
right now today,
he needs to continue trending in that direction. And not that it's five catches, 59 or however many yards it was, 55, 60, somewhere in there. But he needs to continue to show up. He needs to continue to be reliable for the quarterbacks. And he's going to fall in that 5-6 hole right there, right? Depending on what they do with Robert Woods. But he's got to continue to do well and continue to make noise for this coaching staff to even consider that he's on the same planet as Noah Brown. At this point in time, right now they are extremely, extremely confident in Noah Brown. I think they are extremely confident in Robert Woods, but there's a little bit more money involved there. And I think Xavier Hutchinson ultimately is a better receiver than him and is more versatile than him at this point in time. So that's the battle, really. And that may not be much of a battle. It may just be a decision that the coaches make. But can Xavier Hutchinson continue to play well enough to where they have the confidence to then cut Robert Woods? You know, that's where we're at right now.
That, I mean, if it's between fluid, those it two, I know who I'm going with.
Well, no, I'm with you.
The younger, cheaper version that I think is maybe give me a better shot.
Yep. Like it's got a higher ceiling at this point in time.
Yeah, there's a thought of, I know there's a confidence of you knowing where Robert Woods is going to be and you know what you're going to get. But some of that is, you know, are you going to be able to get what you need?
Yeah.
Like, I know he's where he's going to be. I feel like, you know, Hutchinson gives you a better chance of actually being able to perform what you need. So if it comes down between those two guys, that'd be tough. But no, I get you, Noah Brown. Like, let's see Noah Brown play again. Maybe some people need to see him play again.
Well, look, I would be very disappointed if I were this staff, and whether it be Xavier Hutchinson or Sims, who's going to be a return guy, or even Metchie at this point. Look, it was one game. They got three more preseason games. A lot of football left. If one of those three guys don't step up, and with their special teams, especially Xavier Hutchinson and Sims, with their special teams in the equation, if one of those three guys don't step up and make this staff feel real comfortable about moving on from Robert Woods and those guys being a reliable option if something were to go haywire, some injuries or something, I would be shocked. If one of those, at least one of those guys, probably more than one, given Sims appears to be one of the main returners here. I am interested to see how that shakes out with Tank Dell now that there's more receivers involved. But I would be surprised if those guys didn't do that.
Yeah. Someone texted in, Robert Woods beats out Hutchinson. Stop it. I don't know.
Not if he just stays consistent. Ain't no chance.
It sure shouldn't.
Now let's rephrase. You use the term "beat out." Now Caserio and D'Amico may be in love with him, which I didn't see what they were in love with last year. They may be so committed to him that they make that decision. But if to what Ron said multiple times, if this is about what dudes do in camp and practice to practice and day to day and building on days and what you can do for the team, hell, it ain't even the same ballpark. I mean, Robert Woods ain't returning kicks.
No. Well, they put him back there as the guy when they just want somebody to catch it and don't want you to run.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I'm pretty sure that is a role that Xavier Hutchinson is feeling very nicely. The safety catch, the right?
Safety catch guy. We don't care if you're just fair catch guy.
Just fair catch.
That's what they were using Bob Woods for, so I don't know. All right, the Astros, some news on that with JV, some news with other injury spots as well, but they lose yesterday to lose the series. They lose 1-0, and we'll talk about the big issue concerning the Astros and that offense. Also, D'Amico Ryans gave some news and gave some updates about how he plans to look at Friday's second preseason game against the Steelers. We'll let you hear what he had to say, and he talks about how practice went. All of that coming up with our big three. That's coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Kind of a two-man monster there, D'Amico and Stroud.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.